AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A new report is out on the Uvalde school shooting in Texas.
There were many failures, sir.
19 students and two teachers were killed in Uvalde in 2022. Jesse Prado, an Austin-based investigator and former police detective, led the investigation. He pointed out failures in response.
When the officers initially made entry into the school, they made 28 attempts to use their radios to get information out to the rest of the officers that were showing up. And these were 28 attempts before they were shot at.
A criminal investigation by Uvalde's DA's office into the law enforcement response remains open. President Biden's aides are hoping tonight's State of the Union address provides some viral moments like last year. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
As the president discussed GOP efforts to cut Medicare and Social Security.
I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you.
Some Republicans heckled him, with one voice calling him a liar.
He handled that, and that he did that on his own.
And spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says if there's more heckling tonight,
the president's ready for anything.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's hoping to avoid a similar incident. A person familiar with his remarks says Johnson urged Republicans yesterday to show decorum in the House chamber tonight. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Senior administration officials tell the AP the president will announce the establishment of a temporary port on the Gaza coast to boost humanitarian aid for the beleaguered territory. The House passed a bill that would require federal authorities to detain unauthorized immigrants who've been accused of theft. Republicans are seizing on the recent death of a nursing student in Georgia. The closing bell has sounded on Wall Street and stocks again finished higher. This is AP News. Fed Chair Jerome Powell tells Congress a sweeping bank regulatory proposal will be revised. Banks opposed it. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Basel III endgame is part of a global effort to prevent future large bank failures like Silicon Valley Bank last year. Republican Senator Mike Rounds told Fed Chair Jerome Powell he's concerned about the impact of new regulations on the mortgage lending industry.
Disincentivizing banks from offering high loan-to-value loans that primarily help first-time home buyers.
Powell told the Senate Banking Committee they've heard complaints and are working on revisions.
We're well aware of and very focused on those issues.
Bringing a sharp rebuke from Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Greedy bank executives were part of the problem. The Fed, as the chief regulator of the biggest banks, was part of the problem.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.